Hello there, good afternoon. This is 97.5 FM Albarika Radio welcoming you to another edition of the program Women Voices for Peace. And today on the program, we shall be discussing the topic conflict and women's mental health in Nigeria. The topic is conflict and women's mental health in Nigeria. And to discuss this topic with me in the studio is Omar M. Awol Tilde, a staff nurse and secretary, Association of Psychiatric Nurses, APNON, Bauchi State Chapter. It's a pleasure having you join us on the program. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Melody Agum. Thank you.
All right. Before we go into the program, we'll be taking this message. Don't go away.
Do you know that the world has been thrown into various kinds of crisis, and that the negative impact is mostly felt by women? More so, women are not recognized and given chance to participate in peace-building processes. To learn about all this and more, join Albarika Radio on the program Women Voices for Peace, as it engages women and other stakeholders on peace talks every Friday by 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Women Voices for Peace is brought to you by West African Network for Peace Building, WANEP Nigeria, with funding from the Norwegian Agency for Development Corporation.
And of course, you can follow the activities of this program on Facebook at Women Voices for Peace. If you're just tuning in, this is 97.5 FM. The program is Women Voices for Peace, and the topic is conflict and women's mental health in Nigeria. With me in the studio again is Omar M. Awol Tilde. World Mental Health Day is observed every 10th of October. It is a day for global mental health education, awareness and advocacy against social stigma. Essential health needs of no fewer than 630 million women and children, that is, over 8% of the world's population, are affected by armed conflicts, according to a study. In Nigeria, individuals affected by conflict could face various forms of mental health conditions, such as depression and anxiety, to mention but a few. Women in Nigeria have paid a heavy price in the conflicts that have been ravaging the peace and security situation of the country, and even worse, making mental health a silent burden for women in Nigeria, even though it affects their lives in different forms beyond human comprehension. Masauraro Albarika Radio kuke sauraro kan mita 97.5, barkamu da sake saduwa da ku ta cikin shirin Muryoyin Mata don kyautata zaman lafiya. Yau a cikin shirin za mu yi duba ne akan tashi-tashin hankula ko rikici da yadda zai shafi lafiyar hankalin mata a Nigeria. Tare da ni a ɗakin gabatar da shirye-shirye akwai Omar M. Lawal Tilde. Tare da shi za mu tattauna wannan maudu'in. Kafin nan, bar mu dauki wannan sakon.
Shin kuna da labarin rikice-rikicen da suke faruwa a duniyar nan, wanda mafi yawanci haduran da ke ciki kan koma kan mata? Bugu da ƙari, ba a ba wa mata damar shiga cikin tsarin wanzar da zaman lafiya da kawo ci gaba. Ko me yasa? Don jin ƙarin bayani kan waɗannan da ma wasu batun, kasance da tashan Albarika Radio mita 97.5 a ƙoƙarin ta na shigo da mata da sauran masu ruwa da tsaki don tattaunawa kan muhimmancin zaman lafiya. Shirin zai rika zuwa muku ne a duk ranar Juma'a ƙarfe 2:30 zuwa ƙarfe 3:30 na yammaci. Muryar mata masu son zaman lafiya zai zo muku ne ƙarƙashin lemar ƙungiyar nan ta West African Network for Peace Building, wato WANEP Nigeria, wadda ke samun tallafi daga gidauniyar Norwegian Agency for Development Corporation, NORAD.
Haka yake kuma za mu buɗe layin waya idan muka shiga cikin tattaunawa domin ma sauraro ku shigo domin ba mu na ku gudumawar. First and foremost, would love to know what is referred to as mental health.
Okay.
We all know what health is, and it means different things to us at a time and at a given moment. But we'd love to know, we talk about mental health, it sounds a little bit broadened. We'd love to know what it means. Once again, you're welcome.
Thank you. When we say mental health, the most simplest definition of mental health is we define it as a successful adjustment to both internal and external stressors, which are age appropriate and they are in congruity with the normal norms of that society an individual found him or herself. Because what may be acceptable in one society, community or culture may not be accepted in another society.
Okay.
So when you find yourself in a community that is not that of that of your culture, so if you see them behaving based or irrespective of their culture, you cannot feel that they are mentally ill.
Mm.
Because based on their cultural practice, it is allowed and accepted.
Okay.
So, but if one act or behave differently from what is obtainable or acceptable from his or her own cultural norms, so we may simply say there is problem. And again, I have highlighted to what internal and external stressors.
Yes.
When we say internal stressors, we simply means the bodily demands or the physiological needs of an individual. For example, when you are hungry, yes, you have problem.
Yes.
But that does not mean as an adult you start crying.
Okay.
If you start to cry, somebody will say, "Ah, wannan akwai lafiya kuwa, anya jikin da dadi." But a child, based on his age, if he or she is hungry, he's allowed to cry. Likewise, like if you want to micturate or urinate, you have as an adult who is healthy, you know where you can go and reach your comfort zone.
Sure.
So, but if
as like a child,
if a child, he will just defecate, make
sure.
Or if you like, after even make sure, he will start crying or laughing again.
Okay, so going by your first definition, it's actually beyond what the eyes can see.
Yes.
When we talk about mental health.
Yes.
It happens to people at different time and for different purposes.
Exactly.
Okay. I'd love for our listeners to take note that it's beyond the reality of what our mere eyes can actually see. Now, how do you simplify all the terms I was not even able to make out? It sound medical. Like, talk to our Hausa listeners what you mean by mental health.
So, a Hausance, idan an ce mental illness ko kuma ciwon kwakwalwa ko kuma tabin hankali, ana nufin cewa idan mutum yana waɗansu abubuwa, halayya ko kuma ɗabi'u wanda a shekarun da shi wannan ɗan adam ɗin ko mutum yake a lokacin bai kamata a ce yayi su ba. Sa'annan a al'adance ko kuma a gargajiya ko kuma al'adan yarensu na wannan abun bai dace ba a yadda da wannan al'amura da shi yake yi ba, to za a ce wannan yana aikin da ba mai hankali yake aikatawa.
So akwai wasu wurare da idan ka yi wani abu kuma kowa yana yi a garin, no matter how it's not making sense, lafiyanka kalau.
Anton, for example, now let's take Northern Nigeria.
Yes.
For example, now in a typical Northern Nigeria, or let's say Bauchi State, for somebody to just look at children and going out with a towel here,
yes,
that actually cry.
It's awkward.
Yeah, akwai damuwa. Anya mala lafiya. But
okay,
if you go down there where they practice it, for example, the southern part of the country, you can tie. I can even walk with my shanika.
Where you see women wearing skirts.
Yes, so
okay,
it's accepted. And if you go outside or beyond our own domain, you can see that for like a girl to be taken to her marriage house, this girl need to be flogged. Yes, in some countries, part of Kenya.
Some
if you
practices we consider barbaric.
Yeah, so, okay. But to them, without...
it's normal.
It's normal.
Okay.
So again, somebody will come from the south and see me, a typical Fulani man. When he go to my village, he will see people undergoing this shoro. That person will not stay there.
Okay, thank
but
you.
But to me, if you behave in that way, you are a hero.
Okay.
Based on that contest.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So okay, so coming back to the World Mental Health Day, I've seen it much more bigger than I've even studied it.
Yes.
Why a day being set aside for mental health, being that there are we are so diverse, there are things we naturally accept. We don't expect anybody to come and tell us it's wrong, it's hurting someone else. And that there are conflicts have literally become a part of us. It's something I don't want to say we cannot do without, because even within one's self, there's conflict. There are times you are in conflict with yourself. Why is he set aside for mental health?
Actually, there is this organization that is controlling all this issue, that is World Federation for Mental Health.
Okay.
They oversee all the activities, the portal is there.
Yeah.
So each year we celebrate mental health on 10th October.
Yes.
So, and each year a team is being reviewed based on the mental demand of the people in the world.
Okay.
So, because many people or many parts of the world are unaware, or they are unaware, they don't have adequate knowledge at hand about the causes, the factors, how to even ordinarily manage stress. And stress is among the trigger factor that predispose one to certain mental illness.
Sure.
So on this 10th of October, there are massive campaigns, enlightenment, to help educate people about the importance of maintaining your own health, mental health, and my own health. But if you can observe now what is going in the world, actually, you can even say the world itself is mentally ill.
It's mentally ill, actually, yes.
Because when somebody perform one activity or act, you will wonder, where is the head?
Sure.
Which head is he or she thinking of? The world is becoming barbaric. People are abnormally behaving. So, mental health there, we enlighten people, we help educate them. And apart from this thing, there are many people who are mentally ill.
Sure.
They are mentally challenged. These people are not being taken to appropriate facility where they will obtain a quality and sound treatment.
All right, we'll be coming to them and knowing how they can actually get access to these facilities you've mentioned. Now, I believe we have started doing our part to commemorate the world's Mental Health Day. Now, in Nigeria, what is the statistics of women with mental health challenges, and what are major causes?
Okay, so for one, to say this is the actual percentage of women suffering from mental illness is very difficult, because we have certain or different classifications of mental illness. So, and there are some mental illness that are peculiar to women only. And there are some that women and men suffer them both at once.
Okay.
And there are some that women have the higher percentage in each, and there are some that men has a higher percentage.
It's kind of divided
between
the sexes, and then for the gender roles and all.
Yes. Okay. For example, now you see there is one type of mental illness known as puerperal psychosis.
Okay.
No any man will suffer this thing throughout the world.
Why?
Because from the puerperal, that is during the puerperal period, a Hausa, chine loka chinde matata ki wan kanjegu. She suffer when due to changes that she have undergo, raised in her body hormones, and many other stress, both physical and internal stress that she undergo.
All right.
So she may likely suffer this type of. But you see, we men, we don't deliver, we don't have
definitely
our hormones and all that type of, like that of a woman.
Yes.
So again, there are the depression.
Okay.
In Nigeria, or we say even worldwide, the WHO has documented that women suffer depression more than that of men.
I'd still love to know why.
Yes, there are so many reasons.
All right.
Number one, I may likely, or I would say, natural pressure.
All right.
Number two, we have social pressure. Number three, societal pressure. Even the society places more pressure on these women.
Okay.
Then again, as I earlier said, there are these hormonal changes. If we can observe, even during menstruation, which all women undergo regularly, when the time is approaching, you will see, you will notice changes from behavior,
mood swings,
so all this has to do with the hormonal changes that he and that she is undergoing.
Mm.
So when it goes, sometimes you will see some a lady becoming aggressive during this period of time, while some will become depressed, while some will be highly emotional. So this is what, due to the influence of that hormone. And again, there is a stage that women usually undergo again after the old age, when they are retiring from birth to
menopause.
So there is still another changes again that the body is undergoing. So still it also predispose them. Let's come back again to this societal pressure.
Pressure, yes.
The society has placed so much pressure on women because, one, you will see some societies, they even forbid women to partake in decision making.
Sure.
And usually,
we have such issues every time on this program.
You understand? And these issues, we did not say, for example, in a situation or issues that did not bother the women. No, there are some problems that are related to them.
Sure.
These people need to be allowed to come and partake, to decide, or to let even them view their mind. It will help. So without giving them this opportunity, they will continue to conceal so many things in their heart. The time will come that this woman, she is becoming restless, unable to sleep. So as time goes on, she will start just having so many changes in her body, coupled up with the stress of the work, the family, and all, many issues. And again, somebody will be in a house, yes, she did not decide in the family, and she don't have any access to any economic or financial independence. And let's assume, or let's look at the world today.
Yes.
Even we, the men, we know how the economic status of the country.
Yeah.
So you will just leave the woman without any economic gain, with independence, even
no
to decide
support.
Ordinary the food. Some women are not allowed to decide ordinary food. That is the most common thing that each day family must eat.
Yes.
On the choice or preference of the food, they are, most women have been denied. Kawai, they judge any young coach.
Akwai
local available resources at disposal of the family. Za a iya cewa tuwon nan tun da mutane ko za mu juya shi zama Brabisco is still glucose. But an canja tuwon from another thing, yet ba a barnata wani kuɗi mai yawa ba. A'a, ga cefanin wannan kiɗan mana cefane, pending on when I will come, she will decide and see what is the demand or what the children need or what her need. And at times, ma, the husband or the father will not even eat at home for.
Sure.
He will go to his work. Hakawai kuje ku dafa goten nan. Asha wanda bai sha bai je nemo nashi. Despite that their problem is not being solved. And again, an dan ƙara da magana mai zafi kaɗan.
Since we have two issues on the table,
yes.
We are talking about mental health and we are talking about conflict also.
Yes.
Now, what are the impact of conflict and war on mental stability of women, and how has it affected them? Always when we talk about conflict, you find out that the aftermath of whatever had taken place is always being endured by the women.
Yes.
They are left with so many consequences that such conflicts or war situations have brought into the society. Now, since we are talking about their mental health, what are the impacts of conflict and war on mental stability of women, and how has it affected them?
Yes, actually, conflict has affected women negatively. For example, now if you can visit any IDP camps, you will find out 70 to 80% of the total population there are women and children. Not only the women, she has been left with responsibility of additional children that she will meet their own demand. One, this woman is home, she don't even know where to sleep. She don't know what to eat. And she don't even know that is she now in a safe zone. Let's go back a bit to what the natural makeup of pressure that is in women. Usually, both religions have told us that women are a little bit weaker than men. What man can at least hold is not that of a woman. And at that time, again, you will find her having another problem. Maybe one of her son is missing, including the husband again.
Yes.
Or the entire family are missing, only her and a child in her back. So, one, this woman definitely, she must not have any appetite whatsoever you give her. She don't need it. That time is let her be linked with her family, immediate family first. And two, no matter what you provide for her, this woman will not sleep. She will be having repeated episode of insomnia and other sleeping problems. So coupled with all this problem, again she may be even taken to another environment
that totally
completely that she has never experienced it before. So just take
the issue of adaptation will step in.
Say the body again is trying to resist to adopt many things, including psychological problem, hunger is there, and as far as the adaptation taking place, physiological activities are going on, and almost most of all these physiological activities need increase of what? Glucose, which is derived from the food, and she don't have any access to food. How will this woman be healthy? Again, if you go back again to obtain history or information from the IDPs, some of them they suffer sexual violence again.
Even in the camps. Okay.
Some of them will be telling you that they have been exposed to all sort of sexual harassment, attempted rapes, and many other things.
Okay.
From problem to problem to problem. All on the woman.
Bab
Natsuwa kan an riga da tirran da aka samu wannan damuwa. To Natsuwan ya kare tun a wannan lokacin. Damuwan ya riga da ya mata yawa. Wani a cikin su zaka samu ga ciki. Wasu kuma wai sai a gurin ne za a sake samun ciki. See the increase or changes in hormonal activities. Lack of diet. No any adequate care. Exposure to all the environment hazards, the vectors there, such as mosquitoes, flies, and so on. So even what is the fate of that unborn child? How healthy, how mentally sound will that child be?
There are a lot of issues. Society have the part
to play
in making life difficult for women and children.
Exactly.
And so also is war and in conflicting situations.
Yes.
Okay, listeners, this is 97.5 FM Alberta Radio. The program is Women Voices for Peace. So given your contribution, you can send us a text message or call us through the number 0813-9978-610. The number again is 0813-9978-610. I will be taking the number again. You can send us a text message or call us by dialing the number 0813-9978-610. We have our very first caller on the program. We'll take it. Hello? Hello, good afternoon. Fine, thank you. What's your name and where are you calling us from? Saminu. Okay, Saminu from Endo Caro. Good to have you join us on the program. Okay. Simon, we have dropped. We don't know what you just want to say, but it is equally important on the program. You can do well by calling us back. Thank you very much. Hello? All right. We have a comment from our Facebook page. It's from Aminu Kabiru Duri. My regards to the guest. The topic is timely, considering the fact that women find it hard to talk about difficult feelings and internalize them. This can lead to problems such as depression. Honestly speaking, social and economic factors put women at greater risk of poor mental health than men. Finally, there is need for government, NGOs and critical intervention of stakeholders towards minimizing the impact of depression behavior in our society.
Thank you.
So we have made a very long
comment.
And I think it's almost in line with what you said.
Exactly.
How poverty have turned out to be a factor that is affecting women's mental health, because they are left with responsibilities to shoulder and so many things. Now, before we go ahead, we'll still take this call. Hello? 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 Alright, I think this one doesn't really know if he's on. Hello?
Yeah,
good afternoon. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
I'm Comrade
Dico. Comrade
Dico?
Where are you calling us from? Duth and Tenshi. Good to have you join us on the program.
Thank you very much. This topic is very important. And it's timely.
Alright.
Poverty is one of the issues that is affecting women.
Okay.
Because in every society, most especially women, if there is poverty, it can lead them to so many things.
Mm.
And where everybody is complete is women that are the major issue. So I think the NGOs, one of the followers of this program, may comment that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you so much, comrade, for your contribution. Yes, do have a very beautiful afternoon. Okay, before we make a comment on comrade's contribution, that's Dico, yes. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, what's your name and where are you calling us from? How is Kwame? Good to have you join us again on the program. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, we can hear you, Don Fulani.
Yes, so I'm asking you just
about
discussion.
You're just joining us. Okay, actually, we are talking about conflict and women's mental health in Nigeria.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me
call it in Fulani Levant. Yes, Allah, please. I will need you to tell our Fulani listeners. And Fulani, can you hear me? What they can do to take care of their mental health wherever they are, especially women.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You've know the little one there. I think in agreement to all that he has said, right?
Yes.
I don't know what he has told them, but I know you understand what he was actually the message he was trying to pass across to our Fulani listeners. Thank you very much. Now, you've talked about the impact of conflict and war on mental stability of women and how it has affected them. Talking about sharing from experience now, can you share with us from your work experience the state one can be due to mental health disorders? Let's start from there before we go to so that women listening to us right now can learn to take care of their mental health. To start with, is this mental health a sickness or a disorder? Can it result into a sickness from a disorder, that is, if it can actually start as a disorder? Let's take it from there.
It can start as a disorder.
Okay.
And again, other sicknesses can predispose one to mental illness.
Such as?
So you see now, as I earlier said, in women, not only women, all age.
Sure.
They are, this one is more common, but we do not even, in the family settings, does not regard it as a mental disorder. For example, I will go back to the house. my grandfather dai dan aje tocila ko kuma kofin shan kunu zai zo ya zagaye gidan ya ta fara duddubawa bai gani ba from there problem will start ya aje anan sai ce maka a ai shi kan table nan nan na aje so garin ya fara samun dementia so from at that time you as a family you did not supposed to start arguing with that person you supposed to calm him down listen to all his complaint then you react properly but the more he start and you also start talking he will be aggressive violent and problem will start from that moment
okay
and again now let's go back to another illness and set example now there are so many people say stemaka wannan ciwon ba zan warke ba from the what badan warke ba for example cancers HIV and other things an fara samun damuwa a zuciya from wannan damuwan to an fara samun rashin bacci
like we are always told that it's not the disease that kills
no disease bare kashe ka ba lokacin mutuwa yayi ko da lafiya
ko ba lafiya
ranan da ajali ya kira sai an tafi duka shine belief din mutane to amma ran da aka ce ma wane shikenan kansa ya kama shi mutuwa na tazo so from all what he or she is saying so problem has started they don't eat abinci ko ya bi cin abincin babu appetite ba maganan bacci you will be talking to him for example as a wife
yes
you will be talking to her she will be looking at me like this all activities in the house she will start to avoid it
so you've already given up on your giving up so on life
say ever ma in kashe ni zakai ma
kashe ni ka wuta
babu damuwa daman akan shi nazo ai yanzu ni kan nazo mutuwa understand so with this behavior it affects the entire family cycle including the husband and the children and if you observe again in the family settings maybe there are so many females again so you see she has started inheriting all shoulderings of responsibility to them which are not in their own age appropriately they will start to encounter so many challenges or problems so as time goes on she will start to become violent so the husband again or the head of the family okay to tunda kake mun shikenan kowa ma ya wargaje gida ya fara samun damuwa tunda ni bara amun abin da nake so ba to babu hankalin wanda zai kwanta yau a gidan nan sai ka ji ana cewa eh duk din da ya hana maman sa bacci to shi ma ba zai bacci ba
okay I get it. Okay. So from I know you must have interacted over time.
Yes.
With both men and women that have found themselves in this kind of circumstances. Please, is it really easy for one to come out of mental disorder without it resulting to sickness? I know you will be having a lot of experience from how you've related with them over the years.
Yes, yes. Because to manage all this initial onset of mental illness, because there is this negative perception, I would say, duk wanda aka ganshi yaje ya ga likitan mahaukata bai da
hankali.
But akwai abun da in ka zauna by mere talking, maganan da za ku zauna da shi, ya maka kai tambayoyi ka mishi, you tell him how to manage his life. Ga abun da za ka yi idan kina da problem, talk to your husband. Talk to your relations. Talk to your children. As far as they are up to the age. Zaka ga wata matan tana da yara shekarun su 18 20 sannan babban yarta ma kila namace ne. She cannot sit down and discuss problem. Ah ni mamanta ne. Ai ba ita ta aife ni ba. Ba ita ta aife ni ba. So damuwa na nawa ne in nasu ne to wannan yara ne ya za a yi al'amarin manya akai ma yara. Ya shafi yara. But yanzu problem shared is halfway solved. Idan ina da damuwa
even though our society do not believe that nowadays they say people will use your problem against you. Okay,
because now I have problem. Wani zai ce maka in kai sa kuna da problem da kai wani eh abinda ka mun gwara in fada maka dan yana hani bacci. You see just from this interaction abin da mun yana hana shi bacci, this is the initial problem. Yanzu wani zai zo, for example, let's take what the youth are undergoing nowadays. For example, in school, yaro in ya fadi a makaranta, an ya dawo daga tafi mun sumu baya san ma, he start already isolating himself from the family members. Likewise, if you go back to school again, yana jin tsoro ya shiga magana kai da Allah ba kai ka samu kari ba ashirin ba. So all this thing will make him to have what, low self esteem, yes. Isolate himself from others. So you see ya fara kama hanyar shiga mene,
depression
initially. To amma a lokacin nan, sit down, talk, discourse where you are unable to settle the problem, just go where you have access to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, anybody that has information over that that will guide you adequately on the way to manage all this problem. Ba wai kowane cuta bane na bangaren kwakwalwa za a baka magani. Ba kowane,
just take maybe counseling.
Yeah. So if you talk, sa'annan he will tell you how to manage this thing, abinda baka taba jin yanda za a yi shi ba. He will tell you, maybe you have even the resources or the means to manage the problem or the stress within your vicinity, but without the knowledge, you don't know how to use them appropriately.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We have this text message. It reads, good afternoon, Miss Abdul from Bakaru. Today's topic has really touched my heart and reminds me to treat every woman with love, care,
thank
and
you,
kindness.
Abdul, eh?
I think this is a plus for us. We have achieved something so far, Abdul.
Exactly.
Thank you so
Abdul.
Much, and to everyone that is feeling the same
actually
way right about this time. You also can send in your text message. Let's air your view on the number 0813-9978-610. The number again is 0813-9978-610. And then we have another text message. It reads, my name is Muhammad Abubakar from Federal Secretariat here in Bauchi. My point of view is, I think government should intervene in this situation. Not only government alone, but other government agencies and NGOs as well, so as to reduce the current situation to the barest minimum. Thank you once again. Abubakar, thank you so very much for your contribution. And you also can send in your contribution by calling or texting us on the number 0813-9978-610. You want to make a comment on Mohammed's contribution?
Actually, what Mohammed is saying is actually very important and vital in the society, because when government come in or contribute and with synergy to NGOs, including voluntary organization from the society or community, because despite or if there is availability of government and NGOs, they may not have access to community, the down community level.
Okay.
But with the help of community voluntary organization, so many problems will be channeled or forwarded to the appropriate place where it may be solved.
Okay.
Again, so there is need again for government to come up with a very good facility. For example, now in the entire Northeast, in the entire Northeast, we only have one.
Okay.
Federal Neuropsychiatric Hospital, which is situated in Maiduguri. That
and is Maiduguri is nowhere close to anyone. No?
Okay. And there is no any mental health facility, mental health facility owned by any state government in Northeast.
Wow.
Only what is obtainable in Northeast is department or
unit.
Only. So a unit will not have ample facilities that will cater for all varieties of mental health or mental disorders. Because you have to establish different departments. This department is for counseling. This department is for diagnosis. This department is for rehabilitation. The society is deeply now into drug abuse.
Very deep.
Deeply into drug abuse.
Yeah.
And the issue of this drug abuse lead to so many problems that the country is currently now. Even now, let me come back to women again. You will find it very funny. Even a gidan suna ana tallan kan shai shai mamata.
Sure.
Za a je ai in kika sha wannan mijinki duk abin da ya miki zaki kalli idan sa zaki kalli idan sa ma ki bashi ansa daidai gurgudo da shi. You understand?
Yes.
And the, this one we have said, these women, they don't have financial independence. Some of them, if you, the story is very pathetic. They sell the entire kind of
to
just
to
get drugs, to get high. Get high.
Okay. Now, with all these challenges presented, what can be done to make mental health care a reality for people globally. We've lost it already.
Okay, yes.
Like, from what you are saying, there are a lot of people out there with one form of mental health disorder or the other. They don't even know it is a disorder. They don't even know that they need help.
Exactly.
They are just finding the nearest solution that they can in the wrong places. Now, what can be done to reduce the burden of mental health challenges in Nigeria? It's much more than we are even talking about in here. What can be done?
Yes, one. The government need to provide adequate facility that will meet the demand of mentally challenged individuals within the society. Number two, people like you who are in the media have a very vital role to play. Because now in many rural areas they have access to radio station and all other form of media. So enlightenment need to be done quarterly, regularly, so as to tell them, for example, now akwanda nkache mishi ana magani tsarin kwance a asibiti da cewa kariya ne ana maganin farfadiya a asibiti cewa ba haka bane, and all these things are being managed in the hospital and in the psychiatric or mental health department. They are being managed and person will come out of it successfully. Somebody very pathetic, you will see him all futures of addiction. They will tell you aljanuni ya kamash.
Okay, we'll hear from our caller before we go. Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Aida Fulani coming back again.
Okay, Aida Fulani, good to have you back. Yes.
Thank you very much. So, the article that I wanted to advise the women.
Yes.
To vote, if as a woman, that would have been the thing that you took Kenya. But now, see the woman anywhere, even in the social media or a group, the women are just sitting, listening, that is common sense. So as you are a woman, why not you can just be an intelligent one, can concentrate your life, and you can think well, think before, and know that you are a mother of somebody, maybe governor, president, either so, whatever. So why not you can take care and go and look the education. You educate yourself, and you can, if the women are very intelligent, they can educate more what you think. So as a woman, please, my advice to everyone who listens in this program, so let the women take care to do the good thing needful in life, so that her life goes to suffer.
Hello?
It's supposed to be end the life in their husband's houses. So without doing the rest of the life, how can you achieve that? So it's good to be an intelligent woman, educated woman. Thank you very much,
Afulani. I think this can go a long way also in reducing of mental health challenges in the country. Actually, the issue of education and empowerment,
exactly,
which cannot be overemphasized.
So
you have something to hold on to.
Exactly.
You don't have any reason to be going out there.
Yes, that is why we say women have little financial independence in our society, especially in northern Nigeria.
Yes.
They have little, very little. And to those that are even trying to work, the society even view them negatively again.
Yes.
They view them negatively when aiki kuma aikin gwamnati an liban taba bari matanta ji aikin gwamnati ba. Kawai aikin mata kawai ta zauna gida.
She belongs to the kitchen.
So, these are problems that society is undergoing.
Okay.
With the current situation, if the father or the husband have access to another work, the woman is getting, they will share and meet the demand, and the family will be at peace. Not necessarily let this woman go for civil service or any work. No, provide her with this petty trading at home. Koda sai da daddawa ne.
Yes.
Tunda ana cin shi kullum.
Ya fi koda ma. In shi din yanzu mu 30 years. So a small thing in this present dispensation we are in.
So you see, ba za ta je ko ina ba. She will have to, wannan ya zo a bani kaza, a bani kaza. There are so many things that a woman can do at home to get them access to little resources that they can manage their day-to-day activities.
Okay, a lot of from the comments we've received from most of the people attending either their text messages or calls to contribute. They want government and NGOs to do something. They want government and NGOs to do something. And you said in the entire Northeast, we don't even have facilities to cater for these mental health issues that we are discussing. We only have departments and units. Now, we'd love to know for the part of government and organizations, are there organizations that actually give care to women with mental health disorders? What activities do they carry out to ensure women are rescued from such occurrences posed by mental disorders, even if they don't attend to only women? Would love to know if there are such organizations.
Yes, there are these type of organizations in Bauchi State. I would like set example with our own union, that is Association of Psychiatric Nurses of Bauchi State chapter. Just early this year, they have conducted a free medical outreach in Algaleri, which is centered to diagnose, treat, and manage mental health issue in Algaleri. People within that locality have witnessed the event, in which they come there, we attend to them, we treat them at zero cost. We give them drugs for 1 month, 6 weeks. If the drug is exhausted, we refer them to come back to Teaching Hospital Bauchi to continue with the ongoing care. And again, during the program, there is this organization, Muhibba Foundation, which is an organization of Her Excellency, the wife of Executive Governor of Bauchi State.
Yes.
She has also played a very vital role in collaboration with the State Ministry of Health. We went there, we were thinking that we will see just like 100
people
or patients. But the whole drugs that we take for mental disorder, the drugs get finished.
Okay.
What we have on ground is 600 to 700 patients we see that day. We were there from morning till night.
That's within Bauchi.
Within Al-Aleri.
Al-Aleri.
They announce it in their own community radio or that anybody is happy, because you have specified the type of illness that we are going to see. So let not somebody come and say, we have malaria, typhoid, thinking that we have specified. Even we were thinking that the number of patients will not be that much. But as we went there,
and there are over 700, that's just about 800 or 700
up to
patients.
Now, these people are saying, please, if there is any chance.
That's for Al-Kaleri only.
Al-Kaleri, let assume people from Al-Kaleri have benefit, Kirifi have benefit, and the south or part of Bauchi who are at the extreme end of the state. So just look at this zone. The number of people.
There are far more.
Had even you will take this in entire local government of Bauchi,
we end up having almost millions of people
one form of mental disorder to another. And just of recently, the state government have mandated us to submit a report that they are like trying to do something based on the outcome of that outcome of the medical caravan conducted. In which we have done so. The state government have mandated it through the office of the Honorable Commissioner, Ministry of Health, in which we have we make our recommendation, including the need to establish state-owned psychiatric and mental health hospital.
We'll really be looking up to that.
We submitted.
Okay.
And there is need for enlightenment campaign from all aspects of the entire local government of the state, and let all secondary schools be included in the campaign.
Okay.
And just of recently, there is this development, we will not call it little. There is a unit or a place where for consultation of mental health issues in specialist hospital Bauchi. But we don't hospitalize them for long duration. If there is need to hospitalize, we refer you to Teaching Hospital. This fact that we are very close to them. They work day and night, so there are many specialties there. They will actually work. And to those of us that are going even to Teaching Hospital, if you went there, you will see that a very good building was erected there. A very big ward with their own, almost the department is actually improving. So if there is synergy from the state government, so actually it will reduce the burden to the Teaching Hospital. because the one teaching hospital, I think, is like 40 bed capacity or something of that nature. So cannot meet the demand of entire Bauchi population.
Of course.
Going by the problems on ground, conflict, kidnappings, Boko Haram, banditry, cattle rustling, and Oga Kwata Kwata Talauchi.
Yes. Actually, Oga Kwata Kwata. No, that means I can proudly say Bauchi is improving, and it's giving its contribution to reducing the burden of mental health disorders for our country.
Yes, and recently, what we said just 3 days backward, there is this NGO Plan International.
Okay.
They have organized a workshop in which all the 20 directors, primary healthcare, were invited.
Okay.
Public health director and many more directors from Ministry of Health, Hospital Management Board, were there. It was a two days exercise in which a book, or I could say a guideline, has provided, and this organization has deemed it necessary to print almost 500 copies on their own to be disseminated precisely to primary healthcare.
Okay.
In which, because you cannot find in all, not even primary healthcare, you cannot find that there are adequate psychiatric nurses in even general hospital, talk less of primary healthcare. So since these people, they are healthcare providers, so this book will help them to guide their patient based on their psychological demand, that is mental and psychological support.
Okay, thank you very much. Time is not on our side. Finally, in what ways can women contribute to the mental health of one and all in the society and in their respective communities?
So as we earlier heard Amfulani saying, if a woman is educated in the society, it's like you have educated 100 or 10 people. So one, women should like try to avoid involving themselves in excessive life competition. They are always in competition, all like men. So all these things, they have to, and she don't have the adequate resources to meet this demand. Number two, if you have problem within the family, this is your husband, he is your own husband. Baba Ngwane, I have problem. Let's sit down and discuss. Inki ka bishi da hankali da lallami, inki ka mishi magana a cikin sassauci da mutunci, dole shi zai saurare ki ko ba da yanzu ba. An jima ka dan zai realizing ko bai zai baki hakuri ba, nama wance kuskure. So he will like try to avoid the future occurrence.
Okay.
And in the issue of drug abuse, not only women, drug abuse has never been a solution to anybody. Anybody.
To any problem.
To any problem. Go and seek for appropriate measures to deal with the problem than to engage in drug abuse.
Okay.
Drug abuse will only destroy you. It doesn't have respect to gender, to age, nor religion.
Thank you very much. Well, that's the much we can take on the program. That have been Omar M. Awal Tilde, staff nurse and secretary, Association of Psychiatric Nurses at Non-Bauchi State Chapter. And we've talked about conflict and women's mental health in Nigeria. Thank you very much, sir, for being part of today's edition of the program.
Thank you, Melody Agum. Thank you to our listeners and to all care providers. I wish us all a happy Mental Health Week in advance, because it's coming off on 10 October, while to all our patients across the globe who are suffering from one form of mental disorder, I wish them speedy and quick recovery.
Thank you
for the ample opportunity provided.
All right, thank you very much. And this is to invite you to tune in next week, Friday, at 2:30 for another edition of the program, Women Voices for Peace. Until then, my name is Melody Agum Dauda. I've been your anchor, wishing you a healthy life.